on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Got a busy show here lined up for you today. I'm Brandon Peoples. Our first half of the show is going to feature Pottawatomie County Schools, and then later on we're going to talk about Junction City. So that'll be coming up later in the program. But first up, we've got Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter joining us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we've got Rock Creek USD 320 Superintendent Kevin Logan. Nice to see you there.
Good morning, Brandon. Thank you.
It's new year here. You guys just came back from break here recently. School back in session here 100%, aren't we?
We are back in session. We actually had our teachers come back for a work day on January 2nd, and our students were back on the 3rd. So Rock Creek Schools are back and rolling. We've got all sorts of activities, academics, and testing going on. So it's an exciting time.
Now, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we're back in the swing as well. We started Monday with teachers, and students started yesterday, so they are just in their second day. But we had wrestling and basketball last Thursday and Friday, and we are back in the swing. It's 2019.
Yeah, absolutely. And when does your semester line up with, when the semester ends to the next semester, is it with the year or is it sometime in January here?
Ours semester started yesterday.
Okay.
So yeah, our first semester ends before Christmas and second semester starts right after the first.
Our junior high and high school are the same way, first semester before Christmas break, second semester after. The elementary schools run on trimesters, so their breaks are in October, November, and then February, March when they split between their trimesters.
Okay. And Tim, you were saying before you guys came back here, I guess you had some teacher kind of performance evaluations here or?
Well, we had some professional development opportunities on Monday. Each building looked at some things that are important to our district. We have many elementary teachers right now that are being trained in receiving some literacy training. It's specifically called letters. It's really an in-depth training for reading and spelling and a scientific approach to all those areas. It's got a lot of research behind it, and we're fortunate that we have staff Chris Caesar, who's our special ed director, who's a trained trainer on site, so he can provide that training to our staff. And Central Elementary, most of their staff received some of the training last year and are continuing it this year, and we've also started training our West teachers. It's like a 10-module system, and requires 5 days total to complete the entire training, and finding 5 days in a school year and around all the other things going on is difficult, but we're plugging away and making some gains in that area and feel like we've already started to see some results. And then our secondary schools, middle school, high school, they are starting to look at some school redesign. They had the specialist from Kansas State Department of Education on site Monday morning who gave a quick presentation and shared some information with them. And then they also Skyped with another school district, Bennington, Kansas, who has started a redesign or in this, I believe, their second year, well, actually first year of the full redesign, but they started implementing last year. And just spent some time visiting with their administration and teachers, and even a few students shared some of the things that are going on. So that redesign phrase is out there in the state, and there's four components. I feel in some areas, Wamego is in great shape, and what some people are calling redesign, we've done that for many years, but we're still always looking and seeing how we can improve and put the best educational platform forward for our students.
When people hear that term redesign, it is gaining a lot of steam, it seems like, here in the state of Kansas. Is mostly being received pretty well here in your district, would you say?
Well, I'd say it's very initial. Mm-hmm. I think people that have had a chance to really look into it, it does have some positive backing. Our board is interested in exploring it. Frankly, in 3, 4, 5 years, we may not have a choice. It may become part of that accreditation process for all school districts. But as I said, I think we're in great shape in many areas already. We and I believe Rock Creek as well, and many schools in this area seem to be ahead of the curve in a lot of things. We're in good shape, but we'll just keep exploring, keep learning, and like I said, see what we can do to keep improving education.
And that's really the big thing here is these discussions come up here because you're always looking at ways to maybe modify or better the overall student education, because ultimately they're the ones who will benefit or mm-hmm. or not. So, what about do we have a caller? Okay, no, I thought we had a caller here. As far as over at Rock Creek, you have some building updates over there?
We have a lot of construction going on, yes. We have a roof going on the district office here this week, some concrete block being laid for the storm shelter / locker rooms that are be part of the new 5-8 building. So a lot of construction projects happening there. The Tech Ed building is coming along. We'll open next fall. Within the next couple of weeks, we'll be interviewing for a teaching position for that building. Been talking to Highland Community College and MATC here in Manhattan about courses that we can work new pathways through on that. So we want to get that new instructor on board early so they can work through that process and we determine what course offerings we'll have there. When it comes to the redesign, I can speak for Rock Creek that we're a little bit hesitant. As Tim said, you know, we have some of those principles in place already, and we look that we're fairly successful with what we've been doing now, and people are apprehensive to make major changes. We're also in the middle of our accreditation process. It's a 5-year process. We're in year 3 right now, and I know we've got a lot of people saying, let's get through this accreditation process another 2.5 years and then look at bringing the redesign principles on board at that time. But we're having those conversations also.
Okay, interesting. What all goes into the 5-year accreditation process?
You go through, and with the way the process is right now, they talk about R's, their relevance, rigor, responsive culture, and relationships. And you go through a needs assessment to see where you may be short as a district in any two of those four areas that you want to focus on. Our district is focused on relationships and relevance, relationships between student to staff, school to home, all of those relationships we're looking at. And then relevance is basically, in simple terms, why are we teaching what we're teaching? How does it apply real world when our students leave our doors? So we've got programs in place to address that at both the district level and building levels. And we started this exploratory process or the needs assessment in year one. Last year, we did some training. This year, we're continuing training to address those two areas. And the remainder of this year and next year will be the implementation phase. And then year 5 will be evaluation of where we're at by what's considered our outside visitation team, and we'll present what we've done, the results that we're seeing, and anything that we're changing along the way in order to meet our goals.
Kind of a lengthy process, but
it's a lengthy process. It replaced the old 3-year QPA system that we've mm-hmm. been on for many years.
Gotcha. And as far as I know, when we talked last time, you talked about you have a building leadership team, and I understand they have another meeting coming up pretty soon.
We do have. Our new middle school will open year 2021, and a lot of planning goes into opening a new concept for the district. We've had 5th and 6th grades in elementary school. We've had 7th and 8th grade in the junior-senior high school. Creating the middle school a new animal. So they're going through, and they're talking about core beliefs. They want to talk about, you know, what courses of study that we will have set up, what courses will be offered, what will be considered cores that are required, what will be considered cores that are electives, or what electives will be there, or whether or not there'll be a course of study to where every child is in every class. So a lot of conversations happening there, a lot of character building, a lot of how do we set up a school. We do not have a principal for that yet. We do have a building leadership team. We have 5 teachers, a counselor, our curriculum person, and myself serving on that building leadership team, and been doing a lot of work. This will be our 3rd meeting this Friday, and it's exciting to see what's coming along there.
How soon do you plan to have a principal in place there? I guess not for a while.
Yeah, we'll hire one about a year from now.
Okay.
We'd like to have someone on board January, February, next spring. Obviously, to start duty July 1. There may be some small things that they do ahead of time. But, yeah, I got a lot of teacher leaders doing a nice job with planning this.
Excellent. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back with more Pottawatomie County Schools here in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.